Thanks, Tim. I'm not quite sure how we got in the door with this talk after seeing what's been presented. This is a very extension-oriented presentation. If you looked at the cotton losses report and paid attention at all, Virginia is fortunately in a good situation with insects. We're in sort of a border state. Our pressure is fairly light. Our most consistent problem is thrips. We've talked a lot about thrips over the years. We decided not to do that, and a lot of our program has gone to evaluating stink bug, plant bug, and that work was being presented in posters and by cooperators, which left for me and my research specialist, Sean, a lot of the work that we've been doing with Bollgard cotton, and we have both a poster and a presentation on different aspects. This presentation summarizes a couple of years and 3 years of OVT trial data to get at the question that growers have about the... we have the luxury of looking fairly closely at each of our decisions because we have fewer decisions in some states. So we're looking basically at one decision, and that is the value of Lepidopteran protected or resistant cotton. The previous research has showed in Virginia certainly that lepidopteran-resistant varieties require at least one bollworm insecticide application to achieve yields that are comparable to that of conventional cotton, Bollgard cotton that has received two applications. And as we have evolved, it has become clear that additional applications may be required to protect against hemipterous pests of different kinds. The objective of the work, then, has been to compare insect control, lint yields, and value of conventional and lepidopteran-resistant varieties, and as you know, that's a moving target. We decided to approach it by looking at our varieties in three basic groupings. Conventional, of which we're calling Roundup Ready or Roundup Ready Flex, no insect gene. Single, what we call single gene, simplified for growers, and which are Bollgard varieties, and then what we call double gene, which are Bollgard 2 and wide stripe varieties. The experiments that we're going to present were conducted at our Virginia Tech Tidewater Ag Research and Extension Center in Suffolk. The varieties that we selected were based on the best performance in the OVT trials from the previous year from Virginia and North Carolina. In other words, we went into these three groupings and selected out the top yielding varieties. The rows, the plots were a small plot. We used a four-rep split plot design. We wanted to, in the OVT trials, which we'll show later in the talk, those are all protected with the same insecticide system, and there's no unsprayed cotton in those trials. So what we did is set up a system of treated and untreated with a split plot design. We monitored plant bug, stink bug, and bollworm. We monitored the bugs by doing square retention, pre-bloom square retention counts, and percent internal boll damage by bugs. Did several ratings on all of these plots, and we monitored bollworm by looking at external worm damage to bolls on randomly selected bolls. We looked at value of each variety by comparing the lint value, and we just selected a price. You can plug anything you want into that, and then insecticide plus application cost, and for our system, that came up to about 28 per acre. You can take it for what it's worth, but that's typically what a bollworm plant bug system will cost us. I'm going to show you 2 years data, 2006, 2007, and the first thing to note, pointer, there it is that this is untreated cotton. This is worm damage, and this is untreated cotton. Square retention was 91 to 100%, and internal boll damage by bugs was less than 5%. In other words, this field did not have a significant hemipterous pest situation. Very, very few plant bug or stink bug in this test. This is percent boll damage, and in untreated, and you see that these groupings, we've got the green bars are Roundup Ready or Roundup Ready Flex. The yellow bars are Bogard varieties. The red bars are Bogard 2. And the black bar back in 2006 was Phytogen 370 Wide Strike. So you can see that these things clumped up in a very logical way. If you don't spray Roundup Ready cotton, you get a lot of boll damage, and that made perfect sense. We do see quite a bit of boll damage in unsprayed Bogard 2, and less with our double gene cotton, with a little bit of an exception. So this has made very good sense, and these varieties split out. Notice that in untreated cotton in 2006, we had 60% boll damage by boll worm. This is unusually high for us, but it does happen in some cases. In 2007, again, these are the varieties vary a little bit because what's available through the OVTs varies a little bit, but the same groupings were used. The first thing to note is that we had the same situation with square retention and internal boll damage. Retention is very high, typically indicating no plant bug pressure. Internal boll damage was low. That is less than our threshold. Our threshold sits at about 10%. So we had non-treatable populations in the untreated plots. If you look at boll worm damage, you see the same trend, but also look at the highest percent was just a little over 20%. So you've got a 60% year in 06 and a 20% year in 07, which made a difference in the data, as you'll see. Under low pressure years, or this is probably more a typical pressure year, we found no boll damage in the double gene cotton, a little bit of damage in the Bogard cotton, and there were even some Roundup Ready or conventional varieties that were statistically the same as the others. So you see a lot of difference. There was a significant difference there, but you see that there is a lot of difference just among the conventional cottons in terms of susceptibility to boll worm. If we looked at then the treated plots, there was no significant difference. In other words, the treatments of the insecticides that we're showing there leveled the playing field completely, took out all of the boll worm damage, and there was no significant difference among the varieties. In 07, it was similar. There were a few little blips there, but basically the same thing. No significant difference. In other words, these insecticides were very effective in leveling the playing field among the varieties. These are the yield data. The untreated in 2006 stacks up exactly like you would have hoped to that it would, with our low yields on your right side there, the green bars, the unprotected conventional Roundup Ready and Roundup Ready Flex varieties, no insect protection, with 60% boll damage. And you can see that in general, the double gene cottons, with a couple of exceptions, 444 and 445, gave us better yields under that high pressure than did the single genes. In 2007, it wasn't quite as clear cut because the pressure was lighter, but you can see a general trend that runs. Another thing to notice, though, in 2006, those yields are high, but this past year we saw yields that exceeded anything we've seen ever in plots in some of our growers' fields. These are pounds lint per acre adjusted out. This is lint, not seed cotton. So those higher yields with less pressure stacked up pretty much the same, but not exactly. Treated cotton then in 2006, that leveled the playing field. You went from a scenario like that to a scenario like that when you applied these insecticides. In other words, they were effective. In 2007, pretty much the same, but there was some more variability, and partly we think that was because of this very high, almost 2,000 pounds lint in some of these varieties, so it spread them out. But again, it's not terribly different than what we saw. So we took it one step further for the growers, and this the increase, the number in brackets 18, 176, and 500. These are the the increases in lint over that were provided by the insecticide sprays. And if you look at it by group, we made an average of 18 pounds when we sprayed double gene cotton. We made an average of 176 pounds when we sprayed Bolgard cotton, and an average of 500 pounds when we sprayed conventional cotton. Same trend, numbers a little different. Remember, the pressure wasn't the same and the yield potentials weren't the same. Same trend, 64 pounds with the double gene cotton, 85 pounds with the Bolgard cotton, and 157 pounds with the conventional cotton. So how does that then translate if you factor out your cost of application and product and cost? In 2006, the double gene cottons did not need spraying. In fact, money was lost. There wasn't enough gain by the sprays to offset the cost of the applications. And it, with the Bolgards, though, you see a consistent positive response there. You're making dollars with Bolgard, which we've seen over the years. And of course, you're making the most dollars when you're recovering the most dollars, I should say, when you spray your Roundup Ready cotton. Similar trend in 2007, year ahead of myself. Not quite as striking because of the pressure wasn't quite as high, but there again, in general, if we had to draw conclusions, we would say that there's less need and less response here. There was only a couple of varieties that really responded well. This top group is about a $40 or $50 cutoff right here. So in other words, under lighter pressure, what would be our take home for growers? When we were doing this work, we didn't know Bolgard was going to go away. And so now Bolgard 2 and WideStrike are going to become the options. In our opinion, in fields that don't have ligus or stink bug pressure, we don't see an advantage for treating for LEPs. We think that the LEP treatments are going to be unnecessary, and that is really why we've shifted our program to doing more research with the plant bug and stink bug populations. The last, three slides I want to show you are these come from Joel Faircloth's OVT trials at our station, and we've color coded these in the similar coding system. The green bars are Roundup Ready or Flex or Liberty Link non-insecticide. The yellow bars represent varieties. This is 65 varieties or so, and the number changes. And all we've done is plot yields. The yellow bars are Bolgard. The black bars are WideStrike Phytogen, and the red bars are Bolgard 2. In 2005, there was only one double gene cotton. If we're shifting to Bolgard 2 and WideStrike, how do we stand in terms of yield potential? There was only one black bar, that was Phytogen 370, I believe. I have to go back and check that. But in general, our highest yielding varieties were Roundup Ready or Bolgard. 2006, not a big difference, not a big change. There was still just the one double gene cotton that was available to us that was in our top group. But it changed in 2007. There is some movement in that direction. We'd like to see more movement. We'd like to see more red and black bars up here so that there'd be more choices. Right now, it's going in the right direction. So those are our comments. Thank you.